Hello, my name is Catrice. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I couldn't understand you.
Hello, my name is Catrice. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Or you call and find a testing site near you?
No, I'm trying to get a vaccine, and I live in Baldwin County, and everybody down here tells me that I have...
Okay, what I can do for you here, I can pre-register you for Baldwin County Health Department, sir, and they will get back in touch with an appointment. If you want, do you want to do that?
Yes, ma'am. And what makes it so bad, I've called... The local people, and they say that it's still 75 years old.
Cause like it's different, like I said, different rules in different counties. So I don't know that nothing about, you know, what they got, what the rules is, but I know I can pre-register you for either Baldwin County Health Department, either Daphne Civic Center.
Okay.
Are you familiar with one of those?
Well, I'm within 3 miles of Foley. The governor announced that it's 65 and older, and they're still saying 75 and older, and I'm 70. But I got COPD, I got diabetes, and this stuff would probably kill me.
Yes, sir, I understand. So do you want me to just pre-register you?
Yes, ma'am, please. Info. What are the rules up there?
I don't know, sir. You have to call the health department. They can tell you more about their rules. The only thing I can do here is pre-register you for that county only. That's all I know.
Okay.
Okay.
The reason I'm asking, the governor made this announcement, and they don't seem to know about it in Baldwin County.
Okay, a lot of the rules that the government putting out right now, we haven't even put them in our system, half of people no way. So we don't too much know what they got going on with the government and stuff. We only just wait until we get what's going on in our system. It's because, like I said, it's so much changing every day, so many different sayings every day. So it's hard to really, you know, we don't. Okay, what's your first name?
Joseph.
J-O-S-E-P-H.
S-E-P-H.
Okay.
And Philip.
Last name?
Philip. P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S.
Phone number?
251-942.
251.
Yes, ma'am. 942.
Mm-hmm.
3253.
251-942-3253.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have an email address?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you spell it out to me?
J-O-E-E 19. 49.
That's K O. That's K O E E.
No, ma'am. J O E. Like Joe.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I put K. So it was J O E.
P.
P as in Philip.
1949, like the year I was born.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
And that's Baldwin County.
Yes, ma'am.
And your age?
70.
Hey, your first name is Joseph, last name Phillips, phone number 251-942. 3253.
Yes, ma'am.
Email address is joep1949@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for providing your information. You will be contacted once an appointment becomes available. Thank you for calling the COVID-19 appointment line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.